Chapter 3. Correct Mathematics, Abominable Physics. Einstein's field equations were complicated, a tangle of many unknown functions. Yet they could in principle be solved by anyone with the right ability and determination. In the decades that followed Einstein's discovery, an eclectic Soviet mathematician and meteorologist named Alexander Friedmann and Abbé Georges Lemaître, a brilliant, determined Belgian priest, took the equations of general relativity and constructed a radical new view of the universe, a view that Einstein himself refused to accept for a very long time. Through their work, the theory gained a life of its own, beyond Einstein's control. When Einstein first formulated his field equations in 1915, he had wanted to solve them himself. Finding a solution to his equations that could accurately model the whole universe seemed a good place to start. In 1917, he set about doing so, making some simple assumptions. In Einstein's theory, the distribution of matter and energy told space-time what to do. To model the universe as a whole, he needed to consider all the matter and energy in the universe. The simplest and most logical assumption, and the one Einstein adopted in his first attempt, was that matter and energy are spread evenly throughout the whole of space. In doing so, Einstein was just continuing a line of reasoning that had transformed astronomy in the 16th century. Then, Nicholas Copernicus had made the brave proposal that the Earth wasn't the center of the cosmos, and that, in fact, it orbited around the Sun. This Copernican revolution had succeeded throughout the centuries in making our place in the cosmos ever more insignificant. By the mid-19th century, it became clear that not even the Sun was of great import and lay somewhere nondescript in one of the spiral arms of the Milky Way, our galaxy. When Einstein tackled his equations, he was merely extending the idea that anywhere in the universe should look more or less the same to its logical consequences. There should be no preferred place or center that stands out. The assumption that the universe was full of stuff, evenly spread out, made the field equations much simpler, but it also led to a very strange result.